We know that Esav, we're told that even in utero, all he wanted to do, he wanted to escape, he wanted to get out, Batei Avodah Zarah, before he even came into the world, he was infatuated with Avodah Zarah. Chazal tell us that when he's described as an Admoni, so this wasn't just a physical description of who he was, but it reflected something about his personality, his nature. He was driven for blood. And it raises a very interesting and really perplexing question about Bechira. We believe we have the ability to make decisions in life. We don't have a fate. We're not predetermined to be a Rasha, to be a Tzaddik. It's our ability, it's our choices, our decisions are going to determine who we're going to become. And how are we to understand what seems to be predetermination? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Esav's going to be a Rasha. Avodah Zarah, murder. This is who Esav is. And I think the answer to that question requires us to make a chiluk between predetermination and predisposition. We have to make a distinction between fate and between having a tendency. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos that everybody is born, and this is something that we can relate to, everybody is born with certain qualities, certain traits. And some of those traits are very good. We all know people that have an innate desire to help other people. It's just who they are. They're sweet, they're nice, nechmad. And we know, and we can perhaps identify in ourselves, that sometimes we have a predisposition. We have a tendency to go in another direction. To be predetermined, fate, that's a stira to bechira. But to have a tendency towards something, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, that's not a negation of Bechira. That just presents us with a challenge. I think it's a very, very important nekuda, a very, very important chiluk to make, because in our own Avodas Hashem, in our own Avodas Hamidos, so many times we may look at ourselves in the mirror and we might say, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? I'm funny. And you know what? Sometimes making jokes comes at the expense of other people. And you know what? These other people aren't really so funny, so they don't really have that ability, but I can do it. Or, you know what? I really enjoy a good geschmack piece of Lashon Hara. It's just very interesting. Some people don't like it. It speaks to me. This is how I was created. What do you want from me? And it's in other realms as well. I'm lazy. I don't like to help people so much. You know, this guy, he likes helping people. He's just a friendly, nice guy. I'm not like that. I wake up in the morning. I'm not interested in helping so much. I'm lazy. I'm a Baal Taiva. Certain things, I know I shouldn't be thinking about them, talking about them, looking at them, but I was created this way. What do you want from me? I am who I am. And you know, it's worse, because the culture that we find ourselves in tells us not only you are who you are, but be proud of it. Okay, so you have a tendency, don't try to change. Because a rabbi, because a book. Be who you are, be proud of who you are, and you should be proud of who you are. But being proud of who you are doesn't mean that you're perfect. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us imperfect. The Maharal writes, that's the reason why the first thing we do to a child is give him a bris milah. To tell him you weren't created perfect. You need to make some changes. You're great, you're amazing, we love you, but you need to make some changes. Yes, we all have some type of predisposition to something. We all have certain chatoyim, certain bad midos that we have a tendency towards. But that doesn't mean that we should listen to outside cultures that tell us, okay, be proud of it. Rather, we have to realize that that's why we're here. Our avoda in life is to make ourselves better, to make ourselves greater, to find those areas of where we have a predisposition towards something and to work on them. To improve ourselves. I read in a Sefer once that the author of the Sefer, Rav Chaim Chernovitz, one of the great Hasidic masters, he wanted to suggest as an added level of pshat, he wanted to say maybe that's tzaddik v'tovlo, v'tzaddik v'ralo. There are certain people who are there at tzaddik, and it's tovlo. It flows. That's who they are. They're at tzaddik, and it's good. That's, you know, it's natural. And then there's the tzaddik v'ralo, right? That's the one that everybody struggles with philosophically. He's the one who was a tzaddik, but it was ralo. It wasn't easy. He didn't start that way. He struggled. It was hard. He had a tendency towards other things, but he worked on himself. And he's also a tzaddik. The Medrash is not telling us that Esav was predetermined to be a Rasha. Esav could have been a tzaddik also. Esav had in him the ability to be a tzaddik. But he ignored that. And he went with his predispositions. He said, this is who I am and I can't change it. What do you want from me? I like chataim, so I do them. And he didn't realize that he had the koach to make himself better. The Medrash actually tells us that he wasn't the only Admoni. There was another person who was born as an Admoni. And who was that? David HaMelech. It says that the Navi was very nervous when he first saw David HaMelech. He's going to be the king? He's an Admoni, like Esav, the Medrash says. It connects the two Psukim. And it's true, David HaMelech also had some type of predisposition towards whatever Admoni represents. It's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gra quotes it on the Pasuk of Chanoch Lenar Al Pidarko. Just because you have a predisposition towards having koach, having strength, you can use that to be a murderer. You can use that to be a shochet. You can use that to be a moel. Murderer, a chet. Shchita, mitzvah, matir, not for a muster shmuz, but something in the middle. Or a moel, to do brisin, to be machnes people to the bristo shel Avraham Avinu. You can use those same kochos to do tremendous mitzvos, to be a tzaddik. So David HaMelech also had a predisposition, but David HaMelech became David HaMelech because he said, I know I have tendencies, but I'm going to overcome them, and I'm going to become a tzaddik. It adds, I think, such a deeper understanding to a pasuk in the Parsha, when Yitzchak sends Esav out to hunt. So he says to him, Sana Kelecha, which really means, pick up your kelim, your bow, your arrow, and go out and find me some meat. But I saw in a sefer that he says, no, Sana Kelecha means raise up your kelim. Not pick them up to go out and fight, go pick them up in order to hunt. But Sana Kelecha, raise them up, raise yourself up. Identify where your weaknesses are, identify your strengths, and channel them. Raise them up. Sana Kelecha. That Admoni that didn't go the path of Esav, but that Admoni that became Noam Zmiros Yisrael, the Melech Yisrael, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. So David HaMelech said about himself, Eschata'ai Negdi Somid. My sins are always in front of me. That's a strange statement to make. Tshuva. Okay, so he sinned, but he's done tshuva. Why are his sins still in front of him? Why is he harping on his sins? Don't we want to do tshuva and move on? Bigger and better things. What do you mean, Eschata'ai Negdi Somid, that my chatoim are always in front of me? And that same Rav Chaim Chernovitz says that that's pshat and what David HaMelech was saying, what we've been talking about. Eschata'ai Negdi Somid means he didn't harp on the sins that he did, but he remembered always his koach for sin. Because of his koach for sin, he was also able to identify his koach to do good. He always remembered that, yes, my sins are in the past, but they represent a certain koach that I have. And if I'm successful in turning those and channeling those towards doing mitzvos, towards doing good, so then I'm using those chatoim. The Sfasema says that's the alchet that we say, alchet, that we take a chet on the Yetzirah. Why are we taking an alchet on the Yetzirah? All the chatoim are because of the Yetzirah. But he writes, no, because the Yetzirah has within it a koach to give you a power and ability to do tremendous good. So we should learn the message, Amir Tzashem, of Esav. That Esav had a potential. He spoiled it. He squandered it. But we all can identify within ourselves areas that we struggle. And instead of sitting back and saying, "All right, this is I'm predetermined. This is my fate. I'm always going to sin in this area." Instead, we can try to identify the koach that's in that area, and Amir Tzashem use that and turn it into Avodas Hashem. Thank you very much for your time. Have a great rest of the year. A lot of great zman. It's really great to come and see a very vibrant Beis Medrash. So I thank you very much for the opportunity to share some words of Torah with you.